Hello.
Good evening. Hi, my name is Rick, and I'm calling for Opinion Research, private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. I would like to get your opinion. If we're not selling anything and your answers will remain confidential, do you or does any member in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertisement agency, media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No, I'm sorry, no.
It's a very short survey. Okay, just about
no, I understand.
Minutes.
I already answered no. No one in my whole household works for any of the above.
Oh, thank you. Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated,
Republican.
Independent? Thank you. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican primary election for U.S. Senate, for real estate legislature, or local offices in Miami-Dade County, like sheriff, supervisor of elections, on Tuesday, August 20? Are you definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or maybe not very likely to vote, not going to vote at all?
Likely to vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background?
My main racial background.
White, Anglo-Hispanic. Uh-huh.
No, it's an Anglo-Hispanic mixture with European.
And what is your age?
Naples. 60.
Thank you. Now, from the following list that I will give you, which issue should your local electoral officials in Miami-Dade County focus on the most? I will give you a list, but just give me your top one, okay? Traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, corruption in county government, taxes and county government spending, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Crime.
Okay, thank you. And now, you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Okay? First is Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
How about Francis Suarez?
Less favorable.
Okay. Joe Sanchez?
Strictly favorable.
Rosanna Cordero Stubbs?
Do not know enough of her.
Okay. Ernesto Rodriguez?
Favorable. Just standard. I don't think he's done much yet.
How about Donald Trump?
Thus far, very favorable.
Okay. Jose Aragu?
I'm not familiar with him either. Sounds familiar, but don't...
And Marion Knapp?
Neither.
Okay. And Kevin Marino Cabrera?
I know of him, but I cannot make a judgment.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And we're almost done. I will go as fast as I can. I thank you very much. Now, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that required all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor. But now, Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. Let's say the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff was held today. among the following candidates for whom you will vote. Let's say Alexander Fornet, John Rivera, Rolando Riera, Rosanna Cordero Scott, Joe Sanchez, Ernesto Rodriguez, Roman De La Rua, Jose Aragu, Mario Knapp, Jeffrey Giordano, Justin Bishop, or Ignacio Alvarez.
Okay, unfortunately, I have not done my due diligence on that component of it. I understand that they will be up for election, but I have not done my due diligence, so I do not want to make a statement.
Oh, that's a valid answer. Thank you. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, this will be just a few. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, would you vote for maybe Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
I am not sold with Joe Sanchez as of yet, so quite honestly, I have not made my decision on that field either.
Understood. Well, as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for a Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Now, considering this, would you vote for Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
I am not. I just want to be clear. Just because Donald Trump has endorsed someone, at times I have gone in favor of his endorsees, at times not. I usually go ahead and I vote on principle and actions. So it's not necessarily because one endorses the other or because they're Republican or Democrat. It's whatever I feel would be best.
Okay, well, thank you. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump had endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
I did read the endorsements that he had put through most recently. That just happened most recently that I remember. So I know the candidates that have been, you know, endorsed, but I'm not spending any time on that portion of it. I allow, unfortunately, the social media to come out, and then I go ahead and do my due diligence before voting. And we have a little bit of time.
I
know it's not very helpful, but...
Oh, that's a perfectly good answer for me. I thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? I will go as fast as I can on this one. I will give you now a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote, okay? Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communism rule when he was about 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a non-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, would you vote for Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
You know, you're asking the same question, and my answer is going to be the same. I have not looked into them to be able to come up with a decision at this time.
I understand. It was just after reading that statement. I will give you now a statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stutz, so you can indicate your opinion afterwards. First, Joe Sanchez, the supporters said that Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a non-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly support President Trump and his law and order platform. Now, opponents said that Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, despite to the corrupt Miami political machine, and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Maryland's Park. Now, another candidate, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, supporters said that Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents said that Rosanna Cordero Stutz had lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Danielle Levine Cava. After one final time, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, Would you vote for Joe Sanchez, or Senator Cordero's vote, or another candidate?
If I were to just hear what you just finished saying, it would be Joe Sanchez.
Understood. Now,
but I understand that that's not the whole truth, but I do understand the ramifications on both sides.
Thank you.
Okay, are we almost done?
Yes.
Because you've been saying we're almost done, but I don't see us getting redone. Okay.
Oh, just before we finish, I will just give you ask you just a few short demographic questions, just for classification purposes only. But yeah, this is the last thing, the last part. Let's say if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I am more conservative than liberal.
Would you say that you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. What is the latest grade of formal education that you have completed?
I have 2 years of college.
Okay. And what is your national ancestry?
My national ancestry. Okay.
Right.
I have Cuban and I have Spaniard. I was born in the States.
Thank you very much. And in your home, do you speak Spanish, some English, maybe Spanish and English equally, mostly English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
We speak mostly English. My children are Russian. So it's mostly English and somewhat Spanish. So
okay,
they're definitely bilingual, trilingual.
Understood. Well, I thank you so much. That's all I have for today. And again, I really thank you for your time and your answers. And I hope you have a beautiful evening.
You as well. And good luck with your surveys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.